Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Then in hip-hop, Wale Week. Wale, Ambition. Today, I got a couple of esteemed peers here with me about to review this joint. Obviously, you know Ken is in the building, but I have the Hold It Down podcast. They back. What it do?
What's up?
In the building, ready and willing.
Yes, sir. And then I got Mr. AKA Buck 20, bro. Hey, I've been respecting the
Buck 20. I appreciate it. Keep it going. What's going on?
But Wale, Ambition. Ken, I had to go back real quick to see what the hell I said damn near 10 years ago on this.
Oh.
Because we did this joint.
Yeah, we did.
When it first came out.
Anybody, have we figured out what you're looking at? We still ain't figured that out yet? On the guy on cover?
Oh, nah, he don't know.
We still ain't figured that out yet. 10 years later. What did you say? Do you remember?
I watched it. And I was saying that basically this sounded like an R&B album. And it just felt like he wrote one track and just put it all over. Mm. I was wrong. But, you know, 10 years ago, you know, I was still a baby in this review game. You know what I'm saying? Perfecting the craft.
What'd I say? Do you remember what I said?
Nah, I only watched me. You know, I always went first. So I was like, let me just see what the hell I said. Mm. In all honesty, 10 years later, this project aged well, in my opinion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I appreciate it more now than I did then, especially diving into other Wale projects, listening to how much go-go he actually did have. Because I knew he did it on the first one, but I didn't realize it was mixtapes, it was other projects, it was a lot. So for him to go this route to MMG, and we kind of spoke about it earlier on some of the other reviews, I think it was actually a good move. And this project, again, 10 years later, sounds better to me now, or maybe my skills are just more refined as a reviewer than it was back then. But I definitely like this, and it had a lot of variety. It definitely deviated from where Wale entered the game at, and I think he did it in a good way. And just like I said previously as well, where, you know, the singles really carried this thing. You know what I'm saying? It's really what gave Wale the spotlight. And then I think that if you are a hip-hop head and you listen to it, there should be a couple of things that, you know what I'm saying, that he did dope on here. But I just remember I didn't watch the review past me, but I remember y'all clowning him. Yeah, well, we was all clowning him on this one.
Collectively. It was all of us.
We clowned him.
It was Mike. I do remember Mike not being a fan of Wale. I do remember that. I don't remember y'all's whole review, though. I do not. But I do remember liking this album when it came out, and I still like it now. As far as Wale's albums go, I'd say this is one of his best albums. And I feel like it still holds up, to me at least. I can't speak for no other people. But I do remember, because I remember I went to this concert, too, because I remember I liked this album that much. I do remember going to the concert for this one. So, yeah. I like this album a lot. I think he mixes it up a little bit on here, tries some different stuff. I think it's good overall.
Yeah, I would agree.
Y'all know me. I'm the Wale defender when it comes to a lot of shit. I think he should be top four when they talk about Kendrick, Drake, and Cole. He should be up there as well, just by catalog alone. And this, to me, was the reintroduction to who he really is as a musician, because this is coming off of my favorite Wale project, well, mixtape by him, the 11-1-11 Theory.
That's a good one.
And he actually has a couple tracks on here from that mixtape. One of them is a hit single, like you mentioned, FIFO. But nah, this album was just this is one of his best projects, and it's easy for people to say it's his best overall, but to me, this was just a reintroduction to what he didn't do on Attention Deficit, which is what a lot of people were expecting. I think if he came out the gate with this, maybe his career looks a lot different, but nah, like people said, this ages well, and it's of its time, but it still ages well. Because I remember listening to this, like you said, Kevin, when it came out, and I was like, oh, okay, Wale's a lot better than I thought. Because Attention Deficit, I was like, okay, this nigga was just hyped up on XXL for no reason.
I feel you.
But nah, this album was like, okay, this nigga can make some records. And the beats was really, like, you could tell he was on MMG.
Oh, yeah.
And Ross executive produced this. Yeah, because
production
beats
was big.
When you got DJ Toomp, yeah, you're going to have some nice shit.
Yeah, I just went back and listened to what I said.
What did you say? Does your shit hold up still?
I was actually in the minority on that review. I thought the album was good back then, actually. I think I didn't listen to anybody else, but yeah. Which was surprising, but not that surprised. I think it was really Mike that was clowning him a lot. But either way, even when I re-listened to it, I was like, okay, yeah. Don't Hold Your Applause, Double M Genius, Miami Nights, Legendary.
It started off really strong.
Lotus, yeah, Flower 100%. Bomb. Sabotage was my shit.
Me too.
I didn't like Sabotage.
Oh, that's my jam.
That's my jam. Boy, it was killing that shit, man.
The drums on that shit.
I'm not big on Lloyd features. But Lloyd, I like him as when he does his own shit, but Lloyd features don't always hit for me.
I feel you.
He was singing, but
the way he was
just
singing on here, man, he actually used to stay in the same subdivision as my homeboy back in the day. Before he kind of blew up like that with Southside, I think that was the joint. But yeah, I liked that one. I was listening to this, and I remember the review was negative. So I'm like, dang, I didn't like this. White Linen was okay. Slight Work was absolute garbage.
What?
That shit is fucking
all right.
Garbage.
That's the room I'm in right now.
Garbage.
Are you kidding?
Nah, I didn't know.
No, I know why.
Ambition was school that way. Yeah, I was like, no days off. I was like, okay, dang, I did like this album. So I guess you can say it held up in terms of me liking the songs now versus back then. I still do like most of this album, so yeah. Except like Slight Work.
First off, I'm gonna say the Big Sean hate in this building got to stop today.
Okay, you know they don't like Big Sean.
It's gotta stop today.
Big Sean don't like Big Sean.
it's gotta stop. Okay, but listen, I remember this album being like cool to me when it dropped. Like I was just more happy for like an artist that I rock with. You know what I'm saying? On like actual influential level, like I'm like, yo, from the style to like, you know, the leading the new generation of rappers and stuff. I was just glad to see him at a higher level and actually being respected as an artist. You know what I'm saying? But I remember when the album dropped, I thought it was cool. I wasn't too hype off it, but it wasn't bad. But it was like okay, I'm the kind of person, I kind of like the second half of the album because I feel like the second half of the album sounds more like, you know, traditional Wale, whereas the first. It was actually I heard it here. Somebody said it, and it kind of ruined the album for me, re-listening to it. They said it sounded like baby Rick Ross, and it definitely sounded like all these beats were in Rick Ross's email, and that kind of threw it for me because it was already a bit of a style clash with him getting with MMG, but he found a fitting. But just thinking that and then listening to this kind of like threw off.
About all MMG artists around that time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Like all of them seem like. Every beat that Rick Ross would have spit on, he gave it to them.
I don't know about Meek and his solo projects. I feel like the only with Meek you can say different because he really didn't have a solo album until he was on.
No, I'm just saying like Meek's mixtapes, you saw the potential of Meek's.
Yeah.
But then Ross gave him the production behind what he was saying. So that's like, oh, okay. That's when you see the that Tupac back? And then also the what's that one hit that he got that he came out early
My
with?
Boss?
Yeah. I'm like,
and I ain't really care for I'm a Boss. To be, to
oh, that song.
But you see how him and Ross floated on that.
Yeah, but like, even then it was still like, you know, he's rocking with his old producer. Like it was a Jello Beats on that one, so it was still Meek even with the Rick Ross influence. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely see what you're saying though. But I just remember this album like it was good. The Slight Work Disrespect will stop today. Okay, that's my favorite song on the thing.
Oh, then you tripping.
Oh, yeah, you bugging on that. It's not, song. Yeah, you it's not the
it's
best
not
song.
It's not my favorite. It's I like it, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah,
I like
it's a good record. It ain't nobody's favorite, though.
It shouldn't be.
Ultimate. It's my favorite song.
It's a great record for the era it came out in.
Yeah. Favorite song on the tape. Favorite song.
The whole tape?
On the whole tape.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That's different. You're bugging on that one, bro.
You know what? I did like That Way. This is actually, I'll give you credit for this. I'm not, as much as I'm a Wale fan, I've never been a fan of his singles, and that's always been weird for me, because that's what, like the big singles. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the singles.
So you never liked Lotus Flower Bomb?
No.
I'll say this. I have a story about Lotus Flower.
It feels so slow. Like, it's just so slow.
That's
a dope song.
That's one of his best. Like, he got Lloyd. I mean, he got Miguel in his pocket. He actually kind of helped break Lloyd. And, I mean, Miguel yeah. at that time. Because I remember that it was like a short documentary he was doing about this album. Yeah. And they showed how he had Miguel in the studio singing his part.
And I respect it because, like, I ain't going to lie. I've heard somebody else make a remix of that song. And, like, it had Wale lyrics on there. It was just a little more up-tempo. And it made me like the song. It made me like what Wale did on there. But mm-hmm. when I tried to listen to the actual joint, it just... I feel like if it was faster, I would like it. It just feels really slow. I didn't really care for it when it came out. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But That Way was like one of the few Wale singles that was towards the ladies that I actually liked. Mm. So I was like, oh, he's going in a good direction. You know what I'm saying? Maybe MMG is going to be a good home for him. You know what I'm saying? And but yeah, slight work. You know what I'm saying? Light work. You feel me?
Sorry. So let me just go around the room. Ken, did this project age well?
I'm indifferent. Yeah, I'm indifferent. It feels old only because I think I know it's old. Mm-hmm. I don't know if some of these songs could still make it today.
I feel like if Legendary came out, niggas would be talking about it, especially right now.
Yeah, maybe.
Especially right now with the advent of Griselda and lyrical rap, and I think Legendary people would be talking about that more so than they did back then. I think that song was ahead of its time.
I agree with that.
Bloodbath, does this album age well?
I think it does. I think it holds up. Still with modern ears, like if you turn on Miami Nights, I'm gonna get hyped. Just like the beat alone on Miami Nights, it's like it's so lively. Like you feel it. It's like, okay, this is a fun song.
Yeah,
and I feel like his album holds up.
What about you, Saquon? Age well?
I think it ages pretty well. You know what I'm saying? Especially with the Rick Ross's emailed beats in there, it sounded pretty good. I think I even heard Rick Ross like on the ad lib on one of the songs at the end, like he was like, "It's your time, Wale," but it was like so low. I was like, "Yo, did they not like soundproof that room when he was recording that day?" Mm-hmm. But yeah, it definitely aged pretty well.
All right, what about you, Bloodbath, Mr. Disrespect?
It was disrespectful on that, but I do like this. I think it's one of his best in his catalog, and it just goes to show that Wale throughout the years has been consistent when it comes to his song making and hit making ability. So I think this is a, if I was to put anybody on the Wale, this is probably the album I'll probably start with.
Bet. Okay. So we went around the room in lieu of doing favorite tracks. So again, guys, we appreciate you guys for all of the support with this DE365 Wale week. What week should we do next? You know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow us on social medias. You already know all of them. You know my personal one. You know Ken's personal one. You know Dead in Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? Go over there. Hit the comment section. Hit the at mentions. Hit the DMs. Do everything you can. Recommend the next week. But we out. Peace.
Peace.